I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. It's the beginning of summer, which means, if you haven't already, you're probably headed out to a festival of some kind where there are food trucks waiting for your business. Today on The Rough Draft Diaries, we're going to take a behind-the-scenes look at one of those local food trucks. But we begin in a place that has nothing to do with food trucks.
Yeah, so I worked 13 years at, for the industry, the oil industry. So I was, worked many jobs in those 13 years, but my last one was in marketing. I was an analyst and a good experience. It's one of the things that you feel like, that's going to be your job for the rest of your life. But obviously things happened and, new things come up. So I think life works itself out sometimes.
John is being a little cryptic. That thing that happened was COVID. John lost his job in October of 2020, a situation that many of my own friends and family experienced here in Northwest Ohio.
Yeah, it's one of those things my wife and I were both a little concerned about our jobs just with everything happening. Then fortunately she kept hers and, I lost mine. It's just, you're stuck because we're originally from the Northeastern Ohio, so we're like, what do we do? Do we move back home? Do we be closer to family and friends during this time? We really sat down. There's some days where I go, wow, this is tough, But no, we sat down and talked about kind of like what we really want to do the next 3 to 5 years. And, my wife, Maria, was like super supportive. She's like, what do you really want to do? Because I started interviewing for other jobs and this does not feel right. And then I really was like, okay, I started doing a little research. Then she's like, just do it. She's like, we'll figure it out. And just having that support, then, talking to some friends and family. And again, just everyone's like, yeah, you've been talking about doing this for years. Just do it. So, it was awesome to be surrounded by people that, believe in your dreams.
And what was that dream? Well, to own his own food truck. John owns Johnny Burritos, which is pretty self-explanatory, a food truck that sells burritos, but a dream that has been stuck in the back of his mind for quite some time.
Yeah, so my aunt back home and my mom used to operate a shop. And it's funny, the thing is, when I was younger, I didn't know my aunt owned the shop. We just made it at home all the time. And we'd call it hey, my aunt Sue, we'd, make her sauce all the time. We started I started cooking it for friends in college, then make it for friends, we have them over just for little dinner parties. Some friends and I were just kind of thinking of something to do for the community we were sitting around, there's about 10 of us, and we'd like to do something for the community. So, going from corporate to owning a food truck was a very different change of pace, but it's been exciting.
For John to give back to the community with his food truck, he needed to look to the local community to get started with the food truck, to learn how to operate and manage his own food business.
Yeah, so one of the first things, I actually just kind of cold called a few food trucks that I've visited. And so I was like, let's just reach out to someone who's done it and see if they're open to letting me pick their brain. And, fortunately, a few of them got back to me and had some really good conversations. They kind of gave me some guidance on what to expect. When you talk to people who have done it before and they're done it with their time, it was really helpful to at least get the ball rolling in a positive direction.
Since starting his business, John has created a community of support, whether it's customers waiting in line for their burrito or fellow food truck owners who continue to support this growing trend of kitchens on wheels.
Yeah, I think a lot of people see you for that moment when you're in the window serving food. But behind the scenes, it's the prep, the cleaning, it's a lot of hard work. And, but then there's also a big community of food truck operators that are super supportive of each other. If you have issues, you can reach out to, other guys, and they've probably experienced that before, or at least know who someone who has or who can help you. So that network has been pretty remarkable.
With the success of Johnny Burritos, John's advice to others is pretty straightforward. If you wait for the time and the opportunity to pursue your dreams, it might pass you by.
Do it. Yeah, it's obviously a little scary because it's kind of the unknown, but if you're passionate about something and you truly believe, like, you know, this is the next step, just follow that gut feeling. You'll be amazed the people who support you, how much they do support you, and even people that you don't know that will support you. Now, there's no way I could have done this by myself, but just having that encouragement and support has been incredible. And yeah, I think truly, like, taking that risk, it's worth it. So
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.